The United Nations International Organization for Migration says some 2 to 3 million Zimbabweans live in South Africa. Many say they fled because of the regime of President Robert Mugabe. Large numbers have settled in inner city Johannesburg, and many of them say they want in on the July 31st election and are prepared to risk a costly, long, and possibly dangerous trip home. Rights groups frequently accuse Mr. Mugabe's security forces of intimidating and attacking opposition supporters. Some of these voters say they are making the trip in the hopes that their vote can kick Mr. Mugabe out of office after more than 3 decades in power. Mr. Mugabe's main challenger is long-time rival Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change. The two have run against each other for the last 3 elections and were forced into a power-sharing coalition after the violent 2008 poll. Opposition representatives in South Africa say their members have donated money to transport thousands of voters back to Zimbabwe to assist with that goal. Kumbulani Moyo is a South African-based opposition leader.
What we normally do with our members who go back, we induct them in terms of how they should conduct themselves whilst they are in Zim, and making sure that they don't do what is not according to the laws of the Zimbabwe. Their main objective is to go and cast their vote to make sure that there is a democratic change in Zimbabwe.
Opposition voter Lizwe Kwebu says he's thrilled at the prospect of change.
I'm very excited. I'm going back home to cast my vote on the 31st of July.
University of Johannesburg student Andrew Kotora has a Zimbabwean presidential scholarship.
Obviously, at times you get worried that what if the current government doesn't win the elections, what's the future for us as the students since we signed the contract under the ZANU-PF government?
No matter whom they vote for, these Zimbabweans living abroad say they want democracy, even if they have to travel long distances to get it. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.